Marvel Comics fans blast Punisher iconic skull redesign as cultural appropriation. By Warner Todd Houston on December 21, 2021. Marvel Comics is under fire for revamping its popular Punisher character by not only making him the leader of an Asian assassin group but redesigning his iconic skull logo. A move some fans have blasted as cultural appropriation. The Punisher's iconic skull logo has taken on a life of its own since being introduced in the Marvel Comics in 1974, showing up among many activist groups right and left. But the company's many artists have depicted the skull Frank Castle wears on his chest more or less the same for 40 years, Yahoo News reports. But that grim logo is set to get its first essential redesign ever in the coming 13-issue Punisher series, due to hit magazine shelves in March. In the limited series, written by Jason Aaron with art by Jesus Saez and Paul Azaceta, Frank Castle will travel down his most violent road yet, to become the leader of the Japan-based assassin group The Hand, a villainous group that originated in 1981 in the Daredevil comics. Since taking on the leadership of the Japanese ninja assassin group, Castle will be wearing a new skull logo that takes on the flavor of a samurai mask, instead of the more literal skull design. Instead of a round pate, a pair of horns now sweep up from above the eye sockets, and the teeth appear more like fangs with a pair of Japanese-style tusks arcing out right and left. Some fans praised the new design. For others, it smacks of a white character appropriating Japanese culture. At least one of the character's creators has been upset over appropriation in another vein. For several years, Jerry Conway, one of the character's co-creators, has been furious over the fact that Frank Castle's skull logo has been adopted by various groups that he hates, including gun owners, members of the U.S. military, and police officers. In 2019, for instance, Conway blasted cops for using the logo. He said that Frank Castle is a criminal and added, "Police should not be embracing a criminal as their symbol." Conway also went all in for the Black Lives Matter domestic terror group and backed an effort to let BLM use the logo with his blessing as a way for the far left to reclaim it. For too long, symbols associated with the character I co-created have been co-opted by forces of oppression and to intimidate Black Americans, Conway wrote on the campaign page. This character and symbol was never intended as a symbol of oppression. This is a symbol of a systematic failure of equal justice. It's time to claim this symbol for the cause of equal justice and Black Lives Matter, Conway wrote in his Skulls for Justice BLM support campaign. It would seem, though, that attempting to reclaim a piece of pop culture or somehow forcing groups to stop using it is probably a lost cause. Once something rises above its source, it becomes a force all on its own, one often divorced from its origins. The Punisher's skull logo likely fits in that category. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.